Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on March 24th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Giving a person the middle finger or flipping the proverbial bird. However you want to put it, it's not a crime, and that's official. Here's Canadian lawyer's Aidan McNabb.
A Quebec judge recently ruled on the constitutionality of flipping someone off. Though it may be impolite, giving the middle finger is protected by the charter guarantee of free expression. The case before the judge dealt with charges of criminal harassment and uttering threats, and basically revolved around a dispute between neighbors. But it all fell apart for the complainant on the issue of credibility, partly because his own testimony contradicted the video evidence that he himself had provided. The judge expressed regret that the accused had been put through the ordeal of a criminal trial and finished his reasons by saying that the circumstances of the case made him want to take the file and throw it out the window. But he added that Montreal courtrooms do not have windows.
The US law firm Mintz is expanding into Canada with a plan to bolster its global practices in life sciences, private equity, capital markets, and pensions and employment. The founding team of the firm's Toronto office will include three lawyers from Tory's and one from Denton's. Dr. Lee Johnson, a US lawyer who has practiced in New York and San Diego at Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich and Rosati, will also help lead the Toronto office. Canadian companies are increasingly entering the US market, and the four practice pillars leading Mintz's foray into Canada are cross-border in nature, says Mitch Fraser, one of those joining from Tories. His practice focuses on pensions, benefits and employment. He'll serve as managing member of Mintz's Toronto office. The firm's Canadian team will number 20 lawyers by the end of the month, 50 by year's end, and the firm plans to eventually build the office up to 75 lawyers, Fraser said. A Niagara LA Fitness's commercial lease will be extended a year and a half rent-free to account for rent due during the COVID-19 lockdown, the Ontario Court of Appeal has found. The court overturned the lower court's ruling, which denied the lease extension because it amounted to rewriting the contract. Court of Appeal justices found that while the rental contract's force majeure clause did not eliminate the obligation to pay rent during the pandemic, the clause did allow for an extension of time to fulfill that obligation. The appeal court's decision will impact 25 to 30 other leases held by LA Fitness across Ontario and Alberta and other commercial leases with similar clauses, according to Harvin Pitch, a partner at Teplitsky LLP, who acted for the landlord. He says his side will appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court of Canada. Canadian lawyer spoke with Roseanne Kyle, the managing partner of Mandel Pinder LLP, a Vancouver law firm representing Indigenous clients. Kyle was selected as a top 25 most influential lawyer in 2022. She is now a Canadian lawyer editorial board member and will help select the winners of the top 25 most influential lawyers this year. Nominations are now open for that. Kyle spoke how her practice has shifted from litigation to negotiation, and more recently, her experience negotiating a foundation agreement on behalf of an Indigenous nation.
Really, I think reflects a different approach to reconciliation. It's not a treaty, and instead it's kind of focused on what can we do immediately to further reconciliation. So land transfers and recognition of jurisdiction in some areas. But what can we set a path for to do later as well in midterm and long term? So it's got a long vision, a long, I think it's 20-year vision, and it doesn't try to do everything at once.
She also spoke about how she felt winning the Top 25 Most Influential Lawyers Award and signified that the area of Aboriginal law is much more widely recognized than when the founding lawyers first launched her firm.
This firm started, this area of law was pretty much a side area that very few people did and probably lots of people shook their heads at, thinking it was crazy. To have a practitioner in this area of law recognized as one of the most influential lawyers in Canada felt really vindicating. Like, this area of law is important. This area of law does make a difference in Canada. And so I felt really good about that.
Seismic changes to personal injury laws over the last several years have meant law firms who practice in this area need to be innovative about how they find and take on cases, panelists at a Canadian Legal Innovation Forum webinar heard recently. It also means developing strategies to get the most for their clients in an environment where insurance firms often take a harder line and increasingly used salaried in-house legal staff to defend claims. Matthew Sutton of Thomson Rogers LLP says he's noticed differences in how insurance companies are choosing to deal with files.
Some of them decided that they wanted to play really hard and take things to trial more often within the in-house counsel, which was interesting because they didn't have the same cost consequences of going to trial necessarily because they're using salaried employees.
Getting potential corporate board members of diverse backgrounds board ready is the aim of a new education program supported by law firm Wildebohr De Leche, designed to make governance more inclusive and better for business. Lauriane Beausoleil is one of the founders of the Board Diversity Network. She says the aim of her initiative is more than getting people of diverse backgrounds on corporate boards, but getting the right people of diverse backgrounds.
So this is not about tokenism and filling out a checklist. This is all about ensuring Board Diversity Network, ensuring our candidates are board ready to be able to add value to the boards given their respective skills and competencies and life experiences.
In-house legal departments must develop their own strategic plan that aligns with the corporate plan in order to be perceived as a true business partner and facilitator. While the general counsel may be tuned into business objectives, the rest of the legal team is often unclear about the corporate vision, according to Sarah Ajmi, a legal operations specialist at KDC1.
Before creating the business plan, I think from my personal experience is that in-house legal teams should be conscious about the importance of having a deep legal department strategic plan aligned with the business. Because this is something when, for example, not all the JCs, not all the people in a legal leadership role understand it. It's either they say this is not our work, this is a strategic thing, this is a governance thing, this is, for example, for business functions, you know, while they want to be a business partner. Okay, if you want to be a strategic business partner, you need to take this step further.
A Superior Court of Ontario judge has awarded $1 million for injuries to a 61-year-old woman injured in a 2015 accident, despite claims by the defence that she was malingering. In a decision released earlier this month, Justice Lucille Shaw accepted that the plaintiff, Jane Fraser, cannot return to work and that she needs future care and assistance in the home. Fraser's lawyer, Alfred Quinter, says he always tries to build credibility in his plaintiff's cases by asking the court to look at their whole lives, not just the circumstances leading to their injuries. In this client's case, he made sure the court understood that until her accident, Fraser was a hard-working woman who was not malingering. She often worked two jobs and had won awards for punctuality, even after going back to work following her injuries.
How do you assess somebody who has an invisible injury? I don't try the injury, and I don't try the plaintiff. I try the plaintiff's whole life.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.